Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Daily Alignment, Tools to Balance Your Body, Mind, and Spirit, by Lucy Bird Hope. Narrated by Lucy Bird Hope. This book is dedicated to you, to who you are now, and to whom you are becoming. Foreword by Allie Levine, breathwork facilitator, healer, and author. This is the book I needed when I first started my spiritual awakening journey. I love that this book brings you into alignment in so many ways. It's important that you realize the power that lies within you when you are having a hard time, and this book helps you access that power. What I especially love about this book is that it's bite-sized in nature and can be digested very easily. You can either start listening from the beginning, or if you are curious, go through the chapters and see what jumps out at you and start there. It's all about getting into your own personal alignment, and I believe you feel that just by starting this book. Even for someone like myself, who has found alignment more and more in my own life, I felt this book was very refreshing and had so many new modalities for me to dive into. I tried each of the techniques and came from a newbie perspective on many, as some I had not heard of. Then others like breathwork that I do daily, I was able to further anchor into from the tips in the book. I pride myself on being open to unlearning and learning constantly, and I believe daily alignment really encourages that, which lets you get deeper within yourself. This book is rooted in self-love and vulnerability, which are two powerful components. When you align with self-love, everything changes for you. You access a power you almost forgot was within you. Then add vulnerability to the mix, and it's a game changer. Talk about love, truth, bravery, and deep work all at once. So many of the techniques spelled out in this book are anchored in love. I can feel it in my heart and soul. My heart chakra amplifies while listening to this book. Not every book does that. The fact that it's called Daily Alignment resonates with how aligned I feel with myself and my heart space after reading it. The name itself is a beautiful reminder of how often we need to align. What does it mean to be in true alignment with yourself? This book answers that question and allows you to go further, deep down into your soul. The more I experience chapters of this book and try out new techniques, the deeper I get into my own soul work and self-love. There are lessons in many of these healing techniques, and there are perspective shifts that go further than a regular mindset book. How many of us have read a mindset book, and it's all the same self-help and self-talk? Good words to use, but frustrating for so many, myself included, because it doesn't actually do anything. This book, however, teaches you how to be aware of your consciousness and what a consciousness shift looks like. For myself on my own spiritual journey, I have learned the more I allow this shift, the more everything else seems to flow and be in alignment. By bringing awareness and mindfulness to challenging days or moments, I'm more deliberate in how I deal with them. In this way, I'm gaining the wisdom that comes from observing more of my own life and actions. And this book teaches you that gift. Even if you have no idea what alignment is, or what your consciousness even is, this allows you to start that journey. Be curious and honestly have fun with it all, because this book lets you explore so much in such a simple way. I invite you to be open and vulnerable with yourself as you listen to Daily Alignment. This book holds space for you and for your soul in such a beautifully divine way. To me, everything is energy. That's the way I view life now. The energy of this book captivates me on another level. It fills my soul with a lightheartedness, while also helping me release any darker shadows or lower energies of myself that I need to shed. There is so much goodness to anchor into, and in today's world, that is needed. This book is a gift of pure self-love that you can give to yourself. When you honor your true self and allow the expression and awakening of your soul, a beautiful and magical door opens. Listening to Daily Alignment turns the knob on that door for you. I only wish I had this book sooner. I send love and openness to anyone starting this soul journey. It's not an easy one to go on, but it certainly is a beautiful one, and one that will change your life for the better. With this book, you can have the daily alignment you so richly deserve in your life. Wishing you fulfillment in your own journey of alignment. Note to self. Relax. Be calm. Still your thoughts. If only. On my wandering, winding path toward inner peace, one expansive hurdle constantly eludes me, this ever-racing mind of mine. As far back as I can remember, I've had an active mental landscape. As a child, I frequently counted each of my steps and walked in intervals of 7. I outgrew this special quirk, yet subsequently, throughout my life, I have experienced intrusive thoughts, panic attacks, agoraphobia, anxiety, depression, and suicidal ideation. Complementary to these mental and emotional patterns lies the fact that I experience life as a clinically highly sensitive person, an HSP. As an HSP, the optimal level of arousal in my brain as it relates to environmental stimuli is set at a lower threshold than that of 80% of the human population. As a result, when I interact with the world and others, I frequently become overstimulated. My body chemistry changes accordingly, often leaving me feeling distressed. With this sensitivity, I consistently perceive the subtle cues in the energy and environment around me, which is at times a gift and at others a curse. With these personality foundations in place, my life has been rich with wonder, although often internally painful. For many years, I sought a way to regulate the feelings and thoughts I experienced and balance my body, mind, and spirit. In doing so, I discovered, learned, and interpreted a plethora of centering techniques from personal experience, literature, counselors, spiritual teachers, family, and friends. I found relief from these practices, yet generally did not put them to use when I experienced duress. I discovered two reasons as to why, written into my DNA. One, in a triggered state, such as when I experience heightened anger, fear, or anxiety, my amygdala, my brain's center for emotional processing, hijacks many of my higher neurological functions. My amygdala responds to stressors such as these by going into fight or flight mode, my body's evolutionary automatic reaction to a perceived threat, real or not, that allows me to react quickly to danger without thinking things through. This disables my frontal lobe, the part of my brain's cerebral cortex that regulates reasoning and decision-making. At this point, my archaic lizard brain takes over, and I operate from primitive and survival-based thought processes. This is a trait common to all humans, as is the second reason, that I have a negativity bias built into my brain. This means that I am hardwired for negative events to have a greater impact on my brain than positive ones, for negative stimuli to register more readily than positive, and to dwell on negative events more often than positive ones. In fact, about 80% of the thousands of thoughts I think each day are automatically negative. Evolutionarily, both of these traits aided our species in protecting ourselves against threats and generally to stay alive. However, combined with society and technology today, such patterns are outdated and can cause anxiety and depression-producing frictions in the mind. The combination of these two wired-in phenomena boils down to this. When I experience triggering states, my higher cognitive functions tend to disable, and my mind tends to focus on the negativity of the experience itself. As a result, when I am triggered, I am less prone to have the cognitive ability to access the techniques that alleviate a triggered state. How lovely. Since I found I clearly couldn't depend on my brain to supply the goods when I needed them, I decided to assemble a visual compilation of the techniques I learned. This way, I could find relief right then and there. I knew I needed to use an extremely easy-to-read format, because in times of internal struggle, I generally could not focus enough to absorb an entire story or digest a traditional narrative. The result was this book, which I initially wrote to myself. Now, I read from these techniques each morning to align myself with the habits that I want to embrace daily. When I'm experiencing spiraling negative thoughts, a wave of depression, or relentless anxiety, I peruse these techniques to come back to center. I read them in order, pick a specific appropriate one to focus on for the day, or let the book fall open and read the page that presents itself. I wrote and compiled these tips for myself to have ready in times when I need them, and now I share them with you in case you happen to ever need them. So here they are, my notes from myself to, well, myself. Part 1, Body. Your body is your home. It is the vessel through which you experience all of life. It is your safe space to find refuge in during times of external upheaval. Ground yourself in your body by invoking your senses. Engage with your sense of sight, touch, sound, smell, and taste to connect yourself to your body and your present experience. Harness your breath, the life force within you, to bring yourself back to clarity. Take long, full, deep breaths to center yourself. Connect to your physical body by feeling into each area of it, from head to toe or toe to head. Slowly scan your body mentally, bringing awareness to relaxing and releasing your muscles one by one. Listen to your body as it guides you continuously, using discomfort as a form of awareness to alert you to check in with yourself and realign. Seek what you want externally around you, harmony, stability, and balance. First, within yourself. Radiate from inside your sacred home what it is that you want to see in the world. Find safety within yourself, and you are safe wherever you go. Listen. Listen to the sounds around you. Can you label them? Perhaps you can hear birds chirping, the wind passing by, a distant train, the rustling of leaves, the hum of a fan, the crinkling of book pages, your breath, or your heartbeat. Listen for noises far and near, outside in nature, inside your home, and within your body. The silence of stillness behind all sounds. Listen closely. Can you hear it? Listening focuses your brain on the sensory experience of hearing, thereby removing your brain's attention from your thoughts. Hearing is your fastest sense. This auditory speed helped your ancestors be readily alerted of approaching danger. You recognize a sound in a 20th of a second, while it takes a quarter of a second for you to process something visually. You sense the touch of something in half a second, and you perceive smell and taste in over a second. For the fastest sensory method through which to refocus yourself when your mind is uncentered, tune in to your sense of hearing. Breathe intentionally. Take a deep breath. Tilt your head back. Relax your eyes. And perhaps sit or lie down. Focus on your breathing. Focus on the air entering your mouth, nose, and filling your lungs. Focus on the air exiting your mouth, nose, and emptying your lungs. Inhale into your diaphragm, stretch your stomach muscles, and open up your rib cage. Exhale by contracting your stomach muscles, and let your exhale be longer than your inhale. Place your hand on your belly. Inhale into your belly, and exhale out of your belly. Place your hand on your heart. Inhale into your heart, and exhale out of your heart. Inhale and turn to the right, and exhale to the right. Inhale to the right, and turn to the left, and exhale to the left. Inhale to the left, and turn to the middle, and exhale. Breathe in through your nose, and exhale out of your nose, keeping your mouth closed. Hold your right nostril closed. Inhale through your left nostril and exhale through your left nostril. Hold your left nostril closed. Inhale through your right nostril and exhale through your right nostril. And repeating twice. Hold your right nostril closed. Inhale through your left nostril. And exhale through your left nostril. Hold your left nostril closed. Inhale through your right nostril. And exhale through your right nostril. Hold your right nostril closed. Inhale through your left nostril. And exhale through your left nostril. Inhale through your right nostril. And exhale through your right nostril. Inhale in through your nose, and exhale out of your nose and mouth. Inhale in through your nose, and exhale out of your nose, mouth, eyes, ears, neck, and shoulders. Inhale in through the soles of your feet and exhale out of the top of your head. Inhale in through the top of your head and exhale out of the soles of your feet. Inhale in through your back body and exhale out of your front body. Inhale in through your front body and exhale out of your back body. Inhale in through your entire body and exhale out of your entire body. Vocalize your breath by using your voice to tickle the back of your throat on your inhale. And exhale with an audible ha. sound. Breathe in through your nose for four counts. Two, three, four. Pause for four counts. Two, three, four. And breathe out of your mouth for eight counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Breathe in through your nose for four counts. Two, three, four. Pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Breathe out of your mouth for eight counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Repeating, breathe in through your nose for four counts. Two, three, four. Pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Breathe out of your mouth for eight counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Breathe in through your nose and mouth for eight counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Breathe out of your nose and mouth for 10 counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Repeating, breathe in through your nose and mouth for eight counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Breathe out of your nose and mouth for 10 counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. And pause for four counts. Two, three, four. Breathe in through your nose and mouth for 8 counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and breathe out of your nose and mouth for 10 counts. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10. Breathe as waves rolling in and out of the ocean, rhythmically lapsing over and over. Dawn Marie Kukuro. Breathe in love, self-appreciation, blessings, abundance, and miracles. Breathe out dread, doubt, worry, and fear. Breathe in bravery, health, joy, trust, safety, and balance. Breathe out stress, tension, trauma, past, and future. Jim I. Merck. Inhale the new. Exhale the old. Megan Sangemino. Deep breathing is scientifically proven to benefit your heart, brain, digestion, immune system, and bodily response to stressful situations. Lower your production of harmful stress hormones and positively affect the pH of your blood and your blood pressure. Deep breathing has been shown to decrease racing thoughts, rapid heartbeat, anxiety, and fear. Slow, deep breathing invokes your vagus nerve and your body's parasympathetic nervous system, which lower your heart rate and blood pressure, signaling your body to relax. Deep breathing initiates your lymphatic system and releases toxins from your body. Breathe fully to continually align your body. Your breath stokes the flames of the fire of the life force within you. Nurture it. Connect to your senses. Engage with your senses in order to focus your brain on your somatic experience instead of your thoughts. What can you see, touch, hear, smell, and taste right now? Play the 5-4-3-2-1 game. Notice and point out 5 things around you that you see. Perhaps focus on the sight of the grooves of your skin, the pattern of your clothing, the color of nearby walls or buildings, the hues of surrounding trees or flowers, or the light coming from the sun or the moon. Notice and feel 4 things around you that you can touch. Perhaps focus on the feel of your fingers rubbing against a book, your clothes laying on your skin, the floor or ground between your toes, or the softness of a pet. Notice and listen to 3 things around you that you can hear. Perhaps focus on the sound of an air conditioning unit, dogs barking, or distant voices in conversation. Notice and engage with 2 things around you that you can smell. Perhaps focus on the scent of a fragrant candle or lotion you are wearing. Notice and identify 1 thing around you that you can taste. Perhaps focus on the flavor of what you last ate. Grounding techniques such as these bring your mental energy back into your body, grounding you in the present moment. This removes your focus from your thoughts and puts your attention on the moment at hand. Grounding techniques assist in coping with triggering emotions and negative thoughts, such as worries about your past and fears of your future. Grounding can assist in alleviating anxiety, panic attacks, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Our physical body is how we interface with the rest of reality. The 5 senses like tethers anchoring us to the moment. Isabel Picorn. Connect to your physical body. Mentally scan your body. Relax your temples, open your mouth, and allow your jaw to hang. Slowly, move your attention through each part of your body, from your toes to the top of your head. Observe how the different areas of your body feel. Step back and witness what sensations arise without adding judgment or resistance. Take a deep breath in and out. Continually breathe in and out while you envision shading your body in with a pencil, slowly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?